And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Adams, born in Washcommon, England, 1920. He was a civil servant with two young daughters. He made up stories for them. They were going on a long car trip when one of the girls told him he had to make up a new story, a long story that would last the whole trip. So he made up a story about a band of rabbits who were escaping the destruction of their home. And the story did last the trip. And when it was done, his daughter Juliet said, "You ought to write it down. It's too good to waste." So he did. The story was rejected by many publishers as too grown-up for kids and too simple for adults. But a small publisher finally came out with a print run, a small run, couldn't pay Adams any advance. But after it got good reviews, the sales took off, and within a couple of years, Watership Down had sold more than 1 million copies back in 1972. It's the birthday of the poet Joy Harjo, born Tulsa, 1951, a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation. Went to boarding school in Santa Fe, run by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It was called the Institute of American Indian Arts, and it drew creative students from all over the country. She was interested in fashion design at the time and then changed her major to drama and dance and then studio art before she was accepted into the Iowa Writers' Workshop. She had two small children, and she packed them into the back of a pickup truck, and they drove north to Iowa. Joy Harjo, who said that her poetry always begins with dancing and rhythm. She said, "My contention is that music, poetry, and dance came into the world together." Published numerous books of poetry and also two books for young readers. Her newest, a memoir called Crazy Brave, due out this summer. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Simic, born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938. Family survived the bombing of Belgrade during World War II, fled Eastern Europe after the war, moved first to New York, which Simic said looked like painted sets at a sideshow in a carnival, and then to Chicago, which he described as a coffee table edition of the Communist Manifesto with glossy pictures of lakefront mansions and inner city slums. He's published nearly 36 books of poetry, many works of prose, and was Poet Laureate of the United States. Here's a poem by Joy Harjo on her birthday, entitled Eagle Poem. To pray, you open your whole self to sky, to earth, to sun, to moon, to one whole voice that is you, and know there is more that you can't see, can't hear, can't know, except in moments steadily growing and in languages that aren't always sound, but other circles of motion, like eagle, that Sunday morning over Salt River, circled in blue sky, in wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings. We see you, see ourselves, and know that we must take the utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of all this, and breathe, knowing we are truly blessed, because we were born and die soon within a true circle of motion, like eagle rounding out the morning inside us. We pray that it will be done in beauty, in beauty. Eagle Poem by Joy Harjo from In Mad Love and War, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. Edited by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.